Now, Ma'u Tau'olonga Creatives in Australia started off as an online Zoom class during the COVID-19 pandemic back in March last year. This went on from online to the classroom. Now, in May, with over 80 students, both face-to-face and also still online, with students tuning in from different parts of Australia, Aotearoa New Zealand, Tonga and the USA. The person behind this is Nella Mo'unga, who is a New Zealand-born Tongan, now residing in Sydney, Australia, and is doing a wonderful job upholding our Tongan traditions and culture with the next generation. And he joins us via telephone. Nella, maluelele, taritari fiefia kohe polokalama oe aho.
Hello, John. I'm
Maloa pito si ikau mai motokoni mai ke tau polo kalama koe ni OFFNI, Nella. And it is a pleasure to have you on the program. And Nella, ka take pe mua, let's talk about the beginning of this. How did this come about? I mentioned about the COVID and, you know, kind of sparked the idea of, but is this something that you've always wanted to do to, you know, uphold our Tongan culture and also gift it and teach it to the next generation?
Sure. So, it did all start around the time of COVID. Sorry, but it did. I had just returned from New Zealand before the pandemic hit in December of 2019, where I had been residing for the previous 2 years. As you said in your intro, I was born and raised in New Zealand and moved here to Australia. Came back for a couple of years. During that time, the 2 years I was here, I was teaching churches and schools as well. Whaiva Whakatonga has always been a passion, especially the Tau'olonga portion of things. So having returned back to Sydney, Australia, where I'm sure a lot of people in New Zealand are aware the culture is very much kind of watered down because it's such a multicultural country and influenced with a lot of different types of nationalities. So then the pandemic had hit and everybody was kind of restricted to their homes. And it was just suggested to me by one of my my friends back in New Zealand, why don't I start something online, seeing as it's the way of the future. So, you know, kind of got things started up that way, had released Marlo on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, to release some of the things there and kind of like put myself out there. And I had a big response from that. So, you know, not only was it shared amongst Ihen I Australia, con New Zealand, or au peki tonga hono share kia mo America. You know, thankfully, thank God that, you know, I had such a good response. Pia ka mata leva mea hono fatu. I pokalama kon koe o yako koe o Tau'olonga ye online.
Toto anto pito. Now, tell me about the name Ma'u Tau'olonga Creatives.
Sure. So Ma'u is the name of my mother, my late mother, who I had learned everything I know about our culture, not only in regards to the flavor portion of things, but also everything culturally about me. Both of my parents are first generation migrants from Tonga to New Zealand. O tupu hake te I anga whakafonua o tonga. O tupu ngai a mihe masiwai ilo I kuonga mātu a ke lea whakapapalangi. So I grew up in the typical home o wako o lea whakapapalangi he ako. At home, it was strictly Tongan. Pea, whatu mi ai eku tupu mo ko holi keu ilo ke kuanga whakafonua mo tawanga tuku whakaholo. And I found that the Tongan Tau'olunga or the Tongan flavour was what honed in my interest and what kept my interest in our culture and our customs. So Ma'u, again, being my mother, I thought that I'd dedicate what my passion was to my mother. She was a lady that loved flavour as well and taught me a lot of the things that I know about the Tongan flavour's history and specific moves and things like that. So it is an homage to my mother.
That's beautiful.
And also her family as well, yeah.
And in terms of this knowledge that you have, did you, you know, because you kind of don't go to a university or study that, it's kind of passed through from generation to generation. Did, who did you turn to, you know, you mentioned your mother was one of them as well. Tell us the amount of work and preparations you have to go through. Because it's not just straightforward. How did you go about, because you're such a young person as well, how did you go about, you know, preparing yourself for this, you know, mammoth task?
Yes. I think one of the biggest things, unbeknownst to me, growing up in New Zealand, not only at home, our house was a very strong, staunch Methodist house. You know, polokalaman, everything that happened within church, we were attending constantly. And when you grow up within that church and just speaking constant Tongan at home, heavily infused in the culture at home through to church, and you just learn to pick things up and you learn at a very young age the difference of how things are spoken of, whether it's in an informal setting or a formal setting, from simple things as, you know, just sitting amongst us at a bola and just listening to how people structure their wording when they're speaking and addressing a crowd. When you start to learn all of that, that combined with my me willing to learn and me yearning to learn my culture, I was very lucky that I grew up around a lot of punakes. So a lot of that information that I had kind of learnt was always when I would be sitting in the lines of the ma'olu'olu and they would explain the reason why the ta'anga was fa'aled that way or why the wording was put that way, and this wording would only be used specifically for the royals and it's separate for... So all of that, like everything in life, I can't really pinpoint it down to a specific time because it was throughout the whole duration of my of me growing up in New Zealand where I learnt all of this. That combined with my mother's knowledge, uncles of mine that punake that I have sat and done one-on-ones with as well, I've been able to draw all that information and kind of apply that all to what I'm doing now.
Maria. Maria pito ho whakamatala, Nela, and whakamāwhana au pito that, you know, you're a New Zealand born, ka ko whiawhia au pito that oku ke mahu inga ia au pito hono puke puke tau ulunganga pe mwe whaiva whakatonga. And not just yourself, but you're gifting it and teaching others as well. How can people tune in or how can they sign up in your class?
So I do run specific terms. So I start my next term. I run 3 terms a year. So my next term starts after the Easter break. And I've got a website, www.mautawalungacreators.com. There is an apply now to go there. Click on that. And then you'll just need to select the age group. With the girls, we have 3 different classes, starting from juniors, teens, and adults, or 18 plus. And then we have our boys' classes, which will be starting next term. We've got the O'Leary class, which is for our beginners, and then we have the Mele class, which is for our intermediate to advanced boys. So, again, it's just simply about getting online or even just contacting us via social media, whether it's through my personal page on Facebook or the Mautau Olunga Creators page on Instagram or even TikTok. Be found as that, yep. And then contact us and we'll be able to point you in the right direction for registration.
Cool, yeah. And Nela, what do you get from seeing the young ones, you know, perform our beautiful, gracious tau'olungas? What goes through your mind? There must be a sense of pride and, you know, you're very proud that, you know, someone else is continuing this tradition.
Absolutely. And it's definitely not, it's not a self-pride, like I'm proud because I taught that. It's the pride that I have because of how they feel. You can just look at their faces when they're dancing. Even just when we're in class, when they get something as simple as, you know, just the fool, or when they master their deki or their dongi, or the vete move. Once they've mastered that, just to see the glow and the pride in their face, they've learned something that's attached to them culturally, and their identity, there's nothing better. You know, a lot of mothers tend to vahe vahe with me. How just simple things from me saying, you know, things like teki, you know, when I ask for clarification, but mahino, what I'm saying to them, and they say io, you know. When the mothers come and say to me, you know, oh, my daughter asked me a question and then said mahino to me, and I was really taken aback by the fact that she knows what that word actually means. So, you know, not only am I teaching actions and history in that sense, there are certain words that I like for the girls to understand, and they're something that they kind of carry on with them in the day-to-day life. Simple words, but, you know, it just goes to remind them that, you know, your Tongan doesn't have to only be restrained here within our classroom. You take your Tongan everywhere with you.
That's really nice.
The joy.
Cool, yeah. I've just remembered something else. Because you're so young and you're teaching, you know, our traditional dances and favors, do you ever have some people that kind of go, oh, he's too young, he won't know what to do? Do you ever have something, you know, people that kind of question you because, you know, oh, Margot, tamasi ipalang inaya, you know, why is he teaching our favor? And that, do you ever get to go through that?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's something that I kind of try to immune myself from when I first started this journey. Because that journey started with me. That question was, I asked myself that question first. Nella, who are you? Why are you doing this? Where do you come from? Because I knew these types of questions will always arise. Aupunake are things that are handed down, or it comes from a family of punakes. My roots and my ties to that, very unknown, but it does stem from my mother's family. My mum's brother was a punake in Hihipo, but not a lot of people kind of know of him. So for me, the second thing I was thinking about is, like, why do I need to come from a specific line if I want to contribute to my culture and want to uphold and help, you know, share our culture with the world? That's where it came down to for me. So it does become something that's bigger than me. Like, it was said to me, who am I to teach? It's whatever I can do. If that's my mark to leave, you know, a handful of people in the world being prideful of their culture and knowing a little bit more about their culture, that's sufficient for me to do what I also love doing.
Well, you're doing a marvelous job in helping to keep our culture and tradition alive, not just here in Australia, but also globally as well. So you're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. I'm going to play the Angi Angi Mai song that you help with the music video, because you taught the Taualunga in this beautiful, beautiful track. We had the artist himself, Blackberry, on the show last week. And now I'm going to play the song, but Goyai. Ho e ki pia mui ka inga whanongo ka pau o ku mo whi ma o ke mo ki e ahi ahi pia mo wakai ki he ngahi tare ni te koe ni anela mo unga mo mea ke pe ki he YouTube o taipe I ai ha ere ki Britannia, and the artist is Blackberry. Te mo lava o mea hanga tono ai ki he ngahi video mo e asilele e ngahi tau olunga e koe ni mo noa koe koe ni he nela ai whanau whawhine koe ni I Australia ke nau ngau ea ke tau olunga whangafonua ka mo mea mai ke fashion ni enela ma lo pito ho me mai ofala het ke koi
ma lo